Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Dixie National Junior Roundup. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension Service 4-H Livestock Specialist. So, Dean, what is Dixie National Junior Roundup? I hear it's a big time of the year for junior livestock exhibitors.
It sure is. The Dixie National itself is a showcase of the livestock industry in Mississippi. So during the Dixie National Junior Roundup, 4-H and FFA contestants can exhibit their livestock in the largest junior market show held in the state. Last year was our largest show going back 25 or 30 years or so. So you can tell by our numbers and participation that it's a huge, huge event.
And how do 4-H and FFA youth qualify their animals to compete at the Dixie National Junior Roundup?
Well, there are five district livestock shows that are held from mid-January to early February across the state. So 4-H and FFA youth have to take their breeding animals and market animals to those district shows. And if their animal is deemed to be a blue ribbon quality animal, then it qualifies to compete at the Dixie National Junior Roundup.
There are a lot of events and activities that go on at the Dixie National Junior Roundup. Can you give us a brief rundown of the schedule?
Sure. The Dixie National Junior Roundup starts February the 5th and runs through February the 12th. Starting on February the 6th, on a Friday, we have our dairy cattle show and we start our swine show. Our hog show lasts 2 days, so we conclude it on Saturday, February the 7th. Last year, I think we had 750 to 800 hogs, so it was a very large event. On Sunday, February the 8th, we have our market steer show in the Coliseum. And then moving to Monday, February the 9th, we have our market lamb show starting that morning. And then we also have some other beef activities, showmanship, and our commercial heifer show, as well as goat showmanship that evening. On Tuesday, February the 10th, we have our purebred beef breeding show, and also our goat shows, our commercial meat goat doe show, and then our market goat show. And then our last show that we have is on Wednesday, February the 11th, and that's our dairy goat show. And then we conclude the week on February the 12th with our Sella Junior Champions.
And I understand there are various educational contests that are part of the Dixie National Junior Roundup. Tell me about those.
Yeah, throughout the week, we have six premier exhibitor contests. These are contests where youth take the knowledge that they have of the species that they're showing and compete in contests for various scholarships that are awarded through the Sella Junior Champions Promotion Committee. There's also several showmanship contests where the senior, the high school seniors can compete for scholarships as well. So besides just having animals evaluated, there's opportunities for youth to show off some of their skills and knowledge to compete for educational scholarships.
And the Dixie National Junior Roundup ends with the Sale of Champions. What all goes on leading up to the sale, and what's involved with this event?
Well, like I said, the Sale of Champions will be on Thursday, February the 12th, starting at 11:30 in the Trademark Building on the fairgrounds. This is always a huge event that takes a year of planning. We'll sell 44 to 48 market animals at that sale and give out over $50,000 in scholarships to about 35 or so Mississippi youth. So it's a tremendous event. We're always looking for people to come out and support the sale and to support our youth who've put in a lot of time and effort to really try to better themselves through the Dixie National Junior Roundup.
Okay, so if people want to learn more about the Dixie National Junior Roundup, where should they go?
You could either go to your Mississippi State University Extension Service office in your county. The best place to go to get access to the schedule and rule book is to go to msucares.com, then select the link for livestock on the left-hand side of the page, then follow the link to youth livestock. Then under the tab for resources, you will see a link to the Dixie National Junior Roundup Premium Book where you can get a detailed schedule of activities and events.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension Service 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.